Hello everybody, this is English for You, the program that improves your English, helps you to sharpen your speaking skills and hone your listening skills. A very warm welcome. In the studio I have my four students from Fazekas High School. Kata, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Szabolcs, how's it hanging?
A little bit strange because this is supposed to be the last recording this year. And I don't know what to say.
You're going to shed public tears or something?
Crocodile tears.
Right, good. So kind of you. Victor, how are you doing?
I'm happy.
Good. And you're fine?
Yes, because this is summer. Outside it's a bit gloomy. But
it's going to be summer pretty soon.
Yes.
Victoria, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Great. Today's special guest is Mr. Stephen D'Agostino from the United States. And Steve is a musician. Thank you very much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
I would like you to help us find out what kind of a musician you are by showing the sign of your trade or the symbol of your trade. Would you? This is it. And in English, I think, I hope, it's called a... Steve, help me.
Baton.
Baton. Or baton.
Baton, baton.
Good. So what is Steve?
Conductor.
Victor, say it again.
Conductor.
A conductor, yes. And I've already said that he's from New York, and you're going to see the map of New York. Now, Budapest is divided into 22 or 23 administrative bodies called districts. Now, New York is divided into five something, but they are not called districts. I hope they are called, again, I would like you to help me.
Borough.
Boroughs. So New York is divided into five boroughs. Would you say the boroughs, the names of the boroughs?
Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Manhattan, and the Bronx.
So where are you from?
From Long Island, which is not a borough.
So you are from Long Island, which is right here.
Right, it goes out.
Right, good. So a man from New York, a conductor from New York, and I think he has something to do with, or he had something to do with Manhattan, because we're going to have two words pretty soon, and I would like you to talk about your life with the help of these two words.
Aha. The Manhattan School of Music was my music school, where I went to school for 4 years and got my bachelor's of music degree, which is a diploma. After that time, I won a Fulbright grant, and that brought me to Hungary.
Did you choose Hungary, or they sent you to Hungary?
No, I absolutely chose Hungary.
And why not Italy or France? I mean, being a conductor, that would have been a more reasonable choice.
No, I disagree.
Why?
I disagree because there is a long line of conductors from Hungary. Szolti, Ferencsik, Reiner, just many, many conductors. And I thought the bloodline has to be good, so something must be happening here.
Good.
So I chose Hungary. Also in 1993 when I came, Hungary was going through a very important change, and I thought it would be very, very interesting to take part of it.
Interesting times.
Very interesting times.
Very interesting times. Right. Thank you very much. Now, I think you also like classical music, and perhaps you studied some instrument or instruments. Kata, can you say something about the first or the second or the third instrument you received as a present or something? So what's the story?
I used to play flute for about 8 years or something, and I remember the first instrument I got for a present, and they told me that I shouldn't play too much on it first because then it gets deformated or something. It was strange.
It was strange. Szabolcs?
Well, I can remember when I got my first guitar. I was about 7 or 8 years ago. I wasn't too happy with it because I was a bit forced to play by my parents. But I can remember my second guitar a few years later. It was a Spanish guitar, and I liked it very much. It sounded quite differently.
Right. Thank you very much. And you can play the guitar. You can still play
it. Playing it for 10 years.
Good. Victor, you have any stories in connection
with
that?
My parents gave me an electronic piano, and I was really happy with it because you just push a button and it gives some music. And I don't know, I composed Popeye the Sailor Man, and, you know, I don't know. So it was great.
So it gave you a sense of triumph at the very beginning.
Yes,
right?
yes.
If it had been a violin, it would have been a little bit more difficult to achieve that sense of triumph.
Yes, yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Victoria?
My dad plays the guitar, and I was pretty small, and I already wanted to play it too, but he said my hands were too small. And then for my 13th birthday, I got my first guitar too, and I've been playing it ever since.
Thank you very much for your lovely stories. And now I'm turning to you, Steve, and we call it marokkojáték in Hungarian. Mm-hmm. I think it's pilikin in English. At least I checked the dictionary, and it said something like this, but maybe not. But anyway, you told me a story a couple of days ago, and yes, I'm going to do this. And what's the story?
The story is that I decided to become, or wanted to become a conductor because I was playing this game very much. And I decided that, well, this looks very much like this. The difference was, and I remember I had very old records, and I used to play in front of the speakers and try to conduct along with it. But I always wanted to use two and never could figure out why the conductors use two. And after I started to conduct, I realized that it's hard enough to deal with one. So this must be the reason. But I think that's when it started, probably when I was 5 years old.
Good, but that was not your first instrument. What was your first instrument?
Was like you, with the little keyboard, except that in my day, there was no electronic keyboard that you pressed one button. It was an air organ. And you just played, and it went very slow and very soft, but you just played along, and you could use different kinds of music that had numbers on it, and you did that sort of thing. And since I didn't have any brothers or sisters, this is how I amused myself. But it kept me out of trouble.
The advantages of being an only child. Yes. Now, the next instrument?
I suppose after that, when I started the school, was the saxophone.
Yes, and then?
And then the trumpet.
And then?
And then the bassoon.
Bassoon. And here is the bassoon, your bassoon.
Yes.
Would you show us your bassoon? So what the parts are and how to play this?
Well, it's in four pieces. This is the boot and the two middle joints and the bell, of course. And sometimes other bassoons will have an ivory top, which is white. And it always looks like you can always find it in the orchestra. And this is the crook, or sometimes called the bocal. And then you have to use a reed, which is basically two pieces of cane that grow from the river, and you have to shave it down into, it looks something like this, which takes an enormous amount of time. So this is why bassoon players and oboe players sometimes get a little crazy, because you spend all day and everything is hanging on whether will the reed work or not.
Can you make it sound?
I can try to make something. This is not the proper posture, but for... So the reed crows this way and vibrates, and then you have this sound. And it's a very low instrument, or it can be very high. So it can get very high, very low, so it has a very big range, but it's also very difficult to play.
Right, thank you very much. Now, I think at the end, if we have time, I'm going to ask one of you to come out and try to blow this. Right?
Good
now,
luck.
Thank you. Now, you have a word card in your desk, and this is the time to find it. And would you show us your word cards, please? Brass, woodwind, string, and percussion. Kota, brass instruments. Can you name one which you think belong to this group?
Perhaps flute, fuvola?
I don't think so. I would put that into the woodwind category. You agree with me?
Yes.
Brass instrument is... Brass is a combination of copper and zinc. And it has a beautiful yellow, shiny surface. No idea? Saxophone?
No. That's also woodwind.
Woodwind? Cool.
How about trumpet?
Trumpet? Horn?
That's one.
Good. Saboj?
Well, it's woodwind.
Did you say
the flute?
Flute and?
And this, what is the name, sorry?
Bassoon.
Bassoon.
Everybody please, bassoon.
Bassoon. Bassoon.
Great.
String, for instance, violin or guitar?
Yeah, a violin has four strings, a guitar has six strings. Absolutely, stringed instruments and percussion.
Percussion is drums. basically.
Do you think piano belongs to this group?
Yes.
Piano and, for example, harp and great. All kinds of drums.
And sorry, guitar too. It's not a stringed instrument.
Really?
Really. Gosh. Because here's a word you can use. Percussive means to beat. And when you play the guitar, you are beating it when you're yeah. playing the pizzicato. You're strumming, yeah.
strumming
the guitar.
So it's not a stringed instrument?
No, it's a percussion instrument. And I have to say this because I just told this to the students in the school
excellent.
Today.
I've just learned something. That's just excellent. Now, we can see a fantastic picture here. Mm. And if you, well, when you go up and stand on the platform,
yes.
is it called platform?
Podium.
Podium, you stand on the podium. What can you see in front of you as a conductor? So you always know where the stringed section or department?
Section.
Stringed section, woodwind section, you always know where
yes.
they are?
Well, it depends on the orchestra. The first thing you see is basically a 200-eyed monster in front of you, and that's the members of the orchestra. And yes, in general, the string section will sit, but depending on what country, or even the orchestras here will sit in different formations, but the generals, it would be the violins are on the left, and then comes either the cello or the violas, and then either the cellos or the violas are at the inside or the outside.
Good.
And then the next row would be the woodwinds would be in the front of you, and then the brass section in back, and then the percussion, wherever you can squeeze them in.
Good. Thank you. Excellent. Now we're going to listen to Ferencsik János's ideas, obviously in Hungarian. Ferencsik died in 1984, but luckily we have interviews, so we can still listen to his ideas. And your job is going to be to summarize his ideas in English for Steve. So would you roll the tape, please?
Magában véve a manuális technika az nem olyan érdekes. Az kézi adottság, van akinek virtuóz keze van, ahogy szokták mondani, van akinek nincsen. Attól az nem döntő képesség egy karmesternél. Mindenesetre akinek könnyebb keze van, az időt és ideget takarít meg, mert minden zenekar szereti azt, ha az a mozdulat egyértelmű, és rögtön kiismeri magát rajta.
Right. Victoria, so what was Mr. Ferencsik talking about?
He was talking about manual techniques, that is how what your movements are like with your hands, and he said it's not that important how good you are at it, but every orchestra likes it when it is obvious what you mean by your movements.
Steve, do you have light hands?
Light hands? I don't understand what you mean by light hands.
Ferencsik was talking about, was it in Hungarian, könnyű kéz? Well, I could translate it as light hands. But
like flowing, you mean,
yeah,
this kind of...
Yeah.
No.
Can you go into it?
Well, it all depends on the type of music and what you want to get from the orchestra. I wouldn't conduct the phrase that he just did now, this fourth movement of the Beethoven Fifth Symphony. I wouldn't conduct it. It wouldn't make any sense because mm-hmm. it's not what you want. And you try to show an orchestra what you want and how you beat or how you conduct is what you're going to get. And you normally have to give 300 times more to just get 100% back. So you have to exaggerate everything, or at least that's my philosophy.
That's your philosophy. And you have the baton in one of your hands?
One.
In your right hand?
Normally. Conductors, it's now fashion sometimes if you're a lefty to use your left hand, but it normally.
And what is the difference between the two hands? So this is for keeping the rhythm or what?
Well, the most basic conducting school, I mean, lesson one, page one, is the right hand is keeping the beat. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And the bigger the beat, the louder it gets. The left hand is for showing phrases, to give cues to volume. So your left hand is basically your tool hand, and your right hand is the metronome to keep the beat. But if you look at some conductors, such as Karajan, there is no beat at all. But when you're driving a Mercedes, you don't have to worry about where the clutch is going. It just drives. So when you have the Berlin, you can just conduct.
Good. Just one more question. I mean, all the musicians can read the notes. So why is it important to have a conductor? I mean, they can read the notes, they can play.
Yes, but don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
the reason is to have one point of view so that you would have 65 people playing the same point of view the same way, because if all the musicians are true musicians, they will have each an individual way of how they want to play the Fifth Symphony of Beethoven, for instance. But that's not working with an ensemble. You can't have 65 different versions, otherwise it sounds like mud.
Right. Thank you very much. Let's listen to the next piece, again, Ideas by Ferencsik, and the same task, Sum It Up. Would you roll the tape?
Ez az, amit én fiatal kollégámnak mindig mondok, egy zenekarra szemben bizalommal kell oda menni. Nem az, aki oda menni, hogy ezek nem fogják megcsinálni, vagy nem tudják megcsinálni, vagy nem akarják megcsinálni. Ez úgy kell oda menni, hogy ez a zenekar úgyis meg fogja csinálni. Csak meg kell mondani, hogy ezt lejjezze, és így ezt lejjezze, úgy ezt lejjezze. De hát ez tapasztalat kell.
Ez pszichológiai érzék.
És az elsősorban. Karmester 50%-i muzsikus, 50%-i pszichológus.
Kata, would you sum it up for Steve?
He said that every conductor must trust his orchestra and must, I don't know, show them that they can do it. And they need a lot of psychological ability.
Yeah. Are you a good psychologist?
Depends on the situation.
I mean, do you consider the orchestra an enemy or a friend?
Well, enemy? I'm as I said, I'm a bassoonist first, and I played in the orchestra for many years, so I come from them. So my psychology is very different than his, which surprises me that he says this, because exactly he did the opposite. He didn't trust one person in the state orchestra ever, and this was a very clear fact. From the people that know him, and my wife's mother played in that orchestra for 25 years and played with him. So I know many stories. But I tend to be an orchestra person, and the orchestra knows that. They can feel it. They know that I'm from one of them first.
Right. Thank you very much. Now it's going to be a sort of quiz. You're going to listen to some music. I would like you to guess the name of the conductor, the name of the composer, and possibly the music. But if you can come up with one good guess, you are very, very intelligent, so it's not going to be humiliating, right? Just try your best. Would you roll the tape, please? Right. Szabolcs?
Well, I would guess it was maybe Beethoven, but I don't have any other guess.
Right, and you know the conductor, maybe?
It was a Hungarian conductor, maybe.
Any ideas? Thank you. No? No? A world famous, you recognize, I believe.
Yes, I know.
So, who is it?
It's Herbert von Karajan. This is the Die Fledermaus overture, and this was the Vienna Philharmonic from the New Year's concert.
Yeah. What kind of overture was it?
The flying bat.
Denevér in Hungarian, yeah. By Strauss. Right. Why was Karajan exceptional? So what did he know?
Well, Karajan was a wunderkind. I mean, a genius as a youth, and he could get a lot of juice from the apple, we could say. But also Karajan was blessed with being able, like I said before, the Mercedes example. Mm. For driving the finest orchestras in the world. So this will help you a lot. You know,
if the orchestra is good.
Yeah, I mean, the Vienna Philharmonic, the Vienna Philharmonic doesn't need conductor. Yeah.
You mean it? You're serious?
I'm serious, and they know it too. And if you step on the podium in front of the Vienna Philharmonic, you have to know that too.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now, the same thing, the same task, another piece of music. Try your luck. Roll the tape, will you? Any ideas, Vicky? What kind of a music was it? German music, French, Hungarian?
Well, we've been learning Hungarian music now in music lessons, and it resembled it a lot.
You're absolutely right. Over to you. But so you recognize the conductor?
Yes, of course.
So who is he?
That's Sir George Scholte.
Sir George Scholte, Hungarian-born, world-famous conductor. Why was he? And you recognize the music?
Well, it was definitely Hungarian. It was
Kodály,
Psalmus
Hungaricus. Hungaricus.
Yeah.
And why was he excellent? Why was he
well,
fantastic?
Well, I assisted Scholte for a month, and I got to know him quite well. He was a very electric person, had a very great personality, and the orchestra could feel this. And also, I played in the orchestra that he was also conducting, and he had a... It's too bad you can't show it again. But he had a way of looking at the orchestra, and it made it look as though he was looking only at you all the time. But every player felt this. So his eyes had a lot of power in it. And you
was
could,
he a good psychologist?
Yeah, well, he had his troubles, too, in different cities. Uh-huh. But I don't think he played so many psycho games as, uh-huh. as Ferencsik did. That's uh-huh. certainly
right.
definite.
Thank you very much. We have this... competition for an international competition for conductors in memoriam Ferencsik János, and I suggest that we go back in time 4 years. So let's go back to 1998, and we're going to meet the young maestro, the young Steve D'Agostino, and he's going to do something. Oh wait, let's just watch it, and I'm going to have a couple of questions. So would you roll the tape, please? Thank you very much. Now, it's very unusual for a conductor to turn to the audience, and you were talking about something, but you didn't have a mic, so it was really difficult to make out. But I think I understood the word score,
score.
And apologize. Now, score is the... what is score?
In Hungarian?
No. in English.
It's the score. It's all the music of all the instruments that that the conductor uses.
Partitura.
Partitura.
All right. So this is the score. And what were you saying then, back in 1998?
Well, in 1998, there was a rule for this particular competition that in the finals you were not allowed to use the score. In other words, you were to do it from memory, the whole piece. And this was a very peculiar request from the competition. Nonetheless, I had picked out of the hat the Bartók dance suite. And this piece is very difficult to conduct with score. It's the most difficult piece that was in the finals that year, absolutely. And the president of the competition before the rehearsal told me that it wasn't necessary and I could use score. So I was very pleased about this and I made the rehearsal with the score. Two minutes before I was to enter the stage, the secretary of the jury said that if the moment I opened the score, I would be disqualified. So I had no other choice but to conduct it and withdraw myself from the competition and conduct the piece and then leave. And that's, in fact, what I did.
Right. So it wasn't the best memory you
no,
had
it,
in your
it
life.
No, it wasn't.
But I listened to, I mean, I watched and listened to this. I mean, congratulations, because what you did was fantastic. And we're going to say goodbye by listening to you conducting this Philharmonic Orchestra. And just one last question before saying goodbye. How could you pull yourself together? How could you concentrate on this?
I have very little memory of this whole performance. My head was in so many different places. It was really just a miserable memory.
But congratulations for being in the final. I mean, he was in the final six. And also, I would like you to listen to this music, Bartók Dance Suite, and listen and watch the maestro. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And goodbye. See you next week. Would you roll the tape, please?
soha senki sem ér már rá megkeresni önmagát. De ma is pontosan ugyanannyi időbe telik meggyógyítani egy szívet.
Amikor bajban vagy,
Istenem, segíts!
Vagy válaszút előtt állsz,
kapod még egy esélyt, most már magámon.
És kezded elveszíteni a reményt,
nem szabad feladni, én megértem az érzéseidet, megéri várni rá.
Csak ő segíthet.
Ki küldött téged?
Angyali érintés.
Szeretem, ha szükség van rám.
Minden hétköznap este az M2-n.
Nem jós, hanem üzen.
Én azt gondolom, hogy nagyon jó formában vagyunk.
És stressz helyzetben mindig győzöm.
Ez a néhány hét érzem átformált.
Mi most bemelegítettünk, hogy a második fordulóban oda csapjuk.
Ki élt elő, Mózes vagy Ábrahám? Láttam a felszabadult tarcot.
A szövetség. Holnap éjjel az M2-n.
A műsor támogatója az ingyenesen fogható digitális műsorokat kínáló Mindig TV.